This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Rise Guys Morning Show.
Rise Guys. This is Blondie.
No, not Blondie. Oh, that is weird. That's weird on two fronts.
What, that sounds like Blondie?
No, because I was going to play Blondie later, but this morning I found out the drummer passed away.
Yeah, ah, he did. Yeah.
Blondie drummer.
Had cancer. I guess I was meant to play it now at some point. This is before my time.
Miss Disco Music.
Sylvester. It's called Mighty Real.
Stallone?
No.
Cat?
I believe Sylvester was a trans woman.
Really?
I didn't know they had those in the 70s.
I did. It just wasn't... it was more of a punchline then than it was actually talked about with, you know, open arms.
Not the reverence that it is talked about now.
What reverend?
Well, you know, it's more of a serious topic. Deserves reverence.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's true. All right, so I walked back in here and I heard you. Figured you'd just tell me. Did he cancel?
No, he didn't cancel, but he's running behind. He's like, man, if you give me like 10 minutes, I'm like, well.
Typical golfer.
I'd be like, I could give you 10 minutes, but it's going to push you to the next seg, as we say in the biz.
Yes, we call it a seg. We like to shorten. It's word economy.
So I told him if he's going
to
come
not
on.
Not allowed to do that when talking about transgender, though.
But he knows if he doesn't come on next segment.
Say the full word, Paige.
I'm going to beat his ass.
The next segment?
Because we know where he works. I'm like, we'll push you back, but you got to be on the next one.
I thought about that. I was like, I'm really, really not the ass-kissing type. I'm not.
Yeah, I feel like you get offended if other people are in front of you.
Okay. Offended? I just kind of like, I, grand scheme of things, if your work is good and, you know, your output and whatnot, you're not going to have any reason to. Plus, I mean, how are you kissing his ass? Like, you go and buy him gifts and stuff. I mean, that gets weird. Like, if it was a female boss, you wouldn't be doing that.
Do you dress up like him for Halloween? I mean, how does that work? Don't know.
Did somebody do that?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yep.
Wow, I must have not went to that one. I don't know that
you don't
one.
Like this person very much.
Oh, right there?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. You're good at that. Well, there's only like two people that I don't really like care for. That's good. I mean, you think about where you work right now listening to us. Like, there's more than just two you don't like. So that's pretty good.
Well, you said you dressed like this person at Halloween. And I'm like, wait, did you dress like me at Halloween?
No, that person dressed like someone else.
Yeah, that person dressed like their boss.
Yes.
Oh.
Excuse me, they boss.
They boss. My balls.
Yep.
Here's something fun.
I wish you could just say names. Maybe I will one day. Let me let that Social Security kick in first.
Yeah, don't.
My backup plan.
If it's there.
You know what? It will be. You know why? Because I've heard that my entire life, that it would not be. So I therefore think that it will be.
So. Oh, my God, it better be.
You paid into it all your life. Might as well be able to reap the benefits.
I don't leave the grand. Don't want you to collect
that's
it.
That's what makes me angry.
Come on, Linz.
Don't collect. I know. It's like,
Nikki Haley.
What a racket.
What do you want me to be 90 before I can get it?
Or go borrow against your 401k and quit advertising that commercial. Don't talk people into borrowing against their 401k.
Or doing a backwards ass mortgage.
No, don't do it. Sell your gold maybe, but don't.
Sell your gold.
If you need money and you're old, just kind of persevere. Power through it. Don't do a backwards ass mortgage.
Mm-mm. No, and it's not that you're going to leave anything for anybody. It's more or less just like...
Could they take your home before you die?
If you quit... Well, they'll do that for anybody who quits paying the payments.
Yeah.
Yeah. You just borrow it against it, so it's the collateral. But, yeah, when we sold our
house... At a reduced rate.
At Poe Mill, they put a $20,000 down payment on the house, which back then, for that house, that was I don't remember what they were asking. I think they were asking $69,000. For it,
because if you can do that now, that is a feat.
And they paid two payments on it and quit paying payments on it and lost it within 6 months.
Oh my gosh,
20 grand and everything,
money down the hole,
down the hole. And then the bank's like, well, we'll take it. They're literally just gamblers against our lives. This is what insurance companies and all that stuff, they're just gambling that, all right, you're gonna make it. Because if you walk in with any pre-existing conditions, I mean. You already, the spread's changing a little bit on you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're more of a 10-to-1 odds of living for.
You got to be proactive and not reactive to your mortgage. Mm-hmm.
Look, I'm going to be lucky if I make it to 70, so I want to tell them. I want them to know, hey, well, I'm getting this money, by God. You can get my Social Security.
I love that.
Shush.
Social Security.
Shush.
It's like no one puts the TH on North Carolina. It's North Carolina. North Carolina.
North Carolina.
I go to South Carolina. S-A-L. South Carolina. South Carolina. Do you have that thing that I forwarded over to you, a fat boy?
Oh, yeah. I got it loaded
Another fun little... Dan's being experimental with stuff. I put up a video the other day from the farm. It was a reel. It was a 60-second thing of me just feeding the various animals and stuff. And dude took it and put it to what sounds like a porno music bed underneath it, and it makes that's the way I took it.
I haven't heard it.
Okay, so it sounds like it's maybe I took it wrong.
Porno farm music.
This is real audio from my Instagram reel, but then he added this music to it and made it sound creepy. I don't like
feeding time.
That's right.
That's right.
Feeding time.
That's right.
Hey, sweet girl. Hey, what you doing?
Oh, my God.
You licked my phone, girl. What you doing? What you doing? Huh? What you doing, boy? Feeding time. Otis, where you at? There's Otis. Hey, boy. Hey, what you doing? You licked my phone, girl. Give me kisses. Give me kisses. Say hey, Laura. Give me kisses. What you doing? Feeding time.
That's sexy and creepy at the same time.
Man, it's weird. I realize I'm talking to them like they're kids, and you know.
It is kind of creepy, in general.
You give me some sugar? What you doing, sweet girl?
you're out there making love.
In my years, I'm 49 years old, dude. What are you calling me? Did you give me kisses?
It's creepy.
I got to go back and hear it dry.
You can find it at O'Matthew, O-H-M-A-F-F-E-W. It's not the one with me and Sting.
No, not that one. Did the beard ever come up with Sting? What are you doing? The Van Dyke, excuse me.
No, I was, more just marking out, keeping my composure, I didn't want to go full Chris Farley and say, Dude, Starrcade, man. God bless. That was awesome.
Man.
That was so good, Sting. I was just like, I was telling Mark Hendricks, we talked about God. We did.
Oh, man, of all things to talk to Sting about.
Well, I told him, I said, you know what? You realized at a certain point in your life when it was getting out of control with drinking and drugs and all that, and he decided to change and quit laying down with do you lay down with fleas and get dogs? Or is it the opposite?
Lay down with dogs and get
whatever
fleas.
The thing is. So he, you know, and he's like, man, I appreciate that. I don't hear that quite often. And I was like, well, I appreciate it because, you know, it shows and all that kind of stuff. We didn't talk wrestling a single bit.
So do you appreciate it enough for a free autograph there, Steve?
No, I didn't bring anything to get it. I just wanted the picture. I got his autograph before. I just wanted to get a picture of him wearing his full face paint.
Oh.
Did you see in the song, Lick My Phone?
Okay, so.
Can you play that again?
If you watch the video, you will see Alora, who down deep is my favorite. I've come to admit
she's
that.
She's a pretty cow.
She's a, thank
hey,
you.
Baby. She's a, hey, Alora.
She's a mini Jersey. She's 46 inches tall, and she has the longest damn tongue. I mean, if there was like, if I get a lesbian cow in there, like, those two would never leave the barn.
Oh, why would you?
I don't know that you can identify them that way at the auction page. Mm-hmm. I got a lesbian cow up here. Ooh, show me 250, 250.
We got a lesbo bitch cow for him.
We got a gelded horse.
Best tongue in the business.
We got a three-ball colt up here. Let me get 45, 35, 45.
What did you ask me, though? You asked me something. I was going to look it up in my phone, and now
I thought you said lick my phone.
I did. Yeah, so anytime I put the phone out, I don't have a selfie stick or anything. Okay. I really would like to find one, just so I don't get my phone constantly licked by animals.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll hold the snack in the palm of my hand in my phone like this. So
okay.
They're literally eating out of the palm of my hand, but it makes for good video. But she literally just... Lick my phone, girl.
I bet Otis is like, I ain't
sounds Federline-ish, doesn't it?
I ain't eating nothing out of a dude's hand.
Otis, man, I tell you.
You put it on the ground.
He's a good boy. He is. He's kind of bullheaded, but he's supposed to be.
Coming down the line, we got a three-peckered billy goat. Let me get 50, 45, 35, 35.
You want to go in three ways on?
Do they all run to you and line up?
If, there's a certain time when I... So I go over there once a week with... all leftover food.
Mm-hmm.
And they know where I park when I do that because when I pull over this certain part and get over,
I might go next time.
Bags and bags of stuff. Oh, yeah. I got that one picture, man. It literally looks like I'm like fat redneck Jesus feeding the masses. Like I'm getting ready to take them to Noah's Ark or something because they're like all just following me like because I have these bags.
Then you just sit around and wait until they start filling up the farm, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah. So try not to accidentally pick one up thinking it's a snake. Various things.
You can muck some hot mud.
I think the dude's calling. So we will take a break.
Phone, please.
I'm going to call him the dude hickey. Old dude hickey.
Dude hickey.
All right, so he's got Masters tickets and... was supposed to make a bunch of money off these things, and now his boss found out, and his boss is kind of, I think, acting like he's going to go with him without maybe asking. Oh. Who knows? This is a kerfuffle.
Hmm.
That's my new favorite word, kerfuffle.
It's pretty good food.
It's a cool way to say effed up. It's all kerfuffled.
Hey, girl.
Hey, girl. Hey, sweet girl. My phone, girl. Let's rejoin with that.
We can do it.
Morning, everybody.
I need some help waking up.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
That works.
The Rise Guys rule.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's got a beastie voice sound to it.
That's right. Hey, sweet girl. Hey, what you doing? You just licked my phone, girl. What you doing, boy?
What you doing?
Otis, where you at?
Were you even dancing?
There's Otis.
No, it's Fabian. It's Fabian time.
What you doing?
You just licked my phone, girl. You give me kisses? Give me kisses?
It's
say hey, Laura.
A weird spectrum of stuff.
What you doing? Feeding time.
In the, like, I will literally, like, kiss a cow on the mouth. Or on the head, or on the nose, or whatever. But yet, you know how weird I am about other...
It's a huge mouth.
Big mouth.
Oh,
but you know how I am about, like, sitting on public toilet seats. I'm weird, man.
Oh, did you kiss the chickens, too?
No, hell no.
Because I was impressed if you could kiss a chicken.
Come here, chicken.
Come here, chicken.
Paige, I'll bring in a hen, or I'll bring in one of the cocks. I'll bring it in here. If you kiss it,
yeah,
I will.
He's got both.
Is it easier to kiss a cock than a chicken?
I don't know.
I've never tried. Don't get me, lady.
It's got any animals you can choose from.
Right.
He's got all of them.
Yeah, turkey. I got one of them, too.
Oh.
Turkey lips, so I've been called that before, and I looked. They don't have them.
I want.
So your slur on the text line is completely dumb.
I would kiss Donald. He seems like he's fun.
Oh, really?
He's horny.
Hell of a time.
He's fun. Trying to get a hold of some of them hens, and they're like, listen, buddy, we can't take what you got. All right. Let's finally, Master's guy here. Are we going to say his name, or is he comfortable with that? Or,
yeah, you can say his name.
Man.
Big Brent.
Brent. Hey, Brent.
Hey, good morning. Yeah, you can say my name.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to say it now because you want me to. Say my name. Brent.
Give me some kisses.
Well, good morning.
Give me some kisses, Brent. Don't lick my phone, Brent. All right, so, yeah, we talked about the thing, but fill in all the details about these master's tickets, the going rates, and your boss.
Yeah, so me and my buddy, we were going to go to the Masters. We finally got tickets after all these years, but we agreed to sell our tickets. So we were going to spend money, and we were talking about this at work, and my boss overheard, and now my boss kind of like one ear peeked up, the other ear peeked up, and now he's saying he really wants to go.
Wow, he just kind of like inserted himself like, hey, I want to go.
A little bit. Which is, it's a mixed bag because, you know, we were going to sell our tickets anyway and split the money, but now that he wants to go, it just opens up a Pandora's box of options, and now I feel like it's a complicated situation when it doesn't even need to be.
Right. So,
what
would, you don't have to say where you got him. What was the money that would be have made off this? Because, dude, I saw that practice rounds are starting like off market at a grand.
We were gonna make some pretty decent coin, and we won the lottery and got them at face value ourselves.
$100. Damn.
Yep.
So we're talking about you got your ticket to sell, and I assume your buddy's got his own ticket to sell. So. You could do whatever with yours.
Like you can. I thought he bought them.
No. I got two of them, and me and my buddy were gonna go. We were just gonna split it. It's $100, but these things we could probably resell them for a couple grand. I mean, that's trading up for a Super Bowl ticket if you want to look at it that way.
God, you almost have to like do it today or tomorrow, right? Like you got to do it soon.
Well, I don't know. Does it not go up the closer you get? Like that, those people that, you know, the rich, those people who, oh, I live life so vicariously and I saunter through life that I don't buy ahead. I buy day of and I'll pay whatever you're asking. Those kinds of people, because that's all what golf is, that and good old boys. And let me say this. I was telling Looper this over the weekend. The term good old boy now, it seems only reserved for racist white men.
That's how I took it.
I always thought good old boys was people you could count on when you're moving or you got a tree. You know, like good, hardworking, good old boys. Tight community type people.
If they don't have money, but if they got money and influence, then it's usually racism.
So why does that is crazy to me. That is so crazy to me. Now a friend with benefits doesn't mean sex anymore. You're just getting on their insurance, huh?
That's awesome.
Jesus.
God dang it.
Everything changes. I don't like it. All right, back to your thing. So has your boss intimidated you at all with this? Like, hey, I'm being serious. I want to go. I want them tickets.
I mean, he kind of was leaning into it really hard. I guess he's a huge golf guy. So I don't think he'd expect them for free or anything, but you know, what do I, like, if he really wants to go that bad, do I just give them to him for face value? That kind of feels like, I don't know, or what? do I try and charge him? But he's my boss, you know what I mean?
What about your boy, like, though, that you, the other tickets with?
Well, and then that's the other thing, too. Like, now if I pull a switch up, and the other option is I could go with my boss, but now what if my buddy's like, well, hey, man, what the hell? You know, like.
Yeah, he's going to expect, like, an amount.
Yeah, so it's not really, like, it's not just my decision alone to make, because if I give him to my boss for $200, then my buddy's wondering where the $3,000 that he was going to get for selling the tickets were.
Like, wow. He can't
sounds
have
like
his...
Brent's walking a tightrope over Raves Creek right now, does it not?
It really does.
Right, look near... over there near Amen's Corner.
Oh, look at Brent. He's got his feet dangling off of Hogan's Bridge.
Brent doesn't know what to do right now. He's thinking about it, though.
He's going to jump in the water off the bridge? I think, look, you're out of money either way. I don't know why your buddy's expecting, like, this grand figure. Like, he's fixated on this few G's, I guess. But if you take the boss and you don't charge him much, like, you're going to have to pay your buddy some of what he expects, I would imagine, for the ticket.
Or just say, look, I bought did you say I bought these with someone for someone for me? Or did you just say I have two tickets?
Well, he just knows I have two tickets. He doesn't quite know the whole thing, but, I mean, it's easy enough to assume, I would think, if I was him.
Yeah. Well,
I would imagine your boss would not want you to go with him, right? Nothing against you, but usually, like, to that big of an event,
yeah,
that doesn't seem like
he'd
a real...
He'd probably want to bring a client or some kind of bougie thing.
Or like a fellow boss. Not like a peon like you and the rest of us.
Because you're saying are. Boss, not balls, right?
Well, you bring those two.
Okay.
I guess that's a good point. He probably doesn't want to go with me, right?
Unless you guys are a lot closer than I think or know.
Like, we're a pretty tight office, but we've done stuff together before, but, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just don't know what to do because it's like when a decision has already been made and now the guy who signs my paychecks gets involved, it just throws everything on its head.
You know, when Tiger gave up the lead at Augusta, he still walked away with some dignity, you know? And that's what you got to do here. Because, I mean...
What if he does expect him for free?
He could expect to kiss his ass.
Right.
Like, I mean, not in a, like, butter me up kind of way, but, like, literally in a threatening way.
Join
you know how,
club.
Like, when you're a heterosexual guy, but you get mad at somebody and say, you can blank my blank. Like, what? Why are you doing that? Why are you telling a man to do that to you? You know?
I've never said that to him.
I would never say it to a woman.
Just to convey that disdain.
Without a please on it, at least.
Uh-huh.
You kind of in a tight spot, for real.
You really are. You really are.
And shame on the boss to assume that you're going to just give up your tickets.
Yeah, you know
I
what?
I mean, who thinks that in these days? Tickets are expensive.
You know how bosses are.
Is he the owner, or is he like your manager boss? Like, is he the decision maker of all things?
He is just under that. He's not the absolute owner boss.
Okay.
He's kind of more hands off, but he's definitely the on site guy that runs everything.
So these tickets,
I see him every day. I work with him every day.
These tickets are going to go up the chain. That's what I would imagine is going to happen.
God, what if he's not even going? He's doing it to kiss his boss's ass.
Yep.
That's what you're saying. Okay, I see. Wow. That's...
Oh,
you got to charge him now, because if you somehow just gave him to him real cheap, there's enough meat on that bone to where he's going to sell him to his boss for...
Of course.
And maybe he's assuming that you'll take over his role while he's gone. So you have to stay there.
Are you his stone man? No, you don't know what that means. when our boss is out of town, he always lets us know who's... in charge when he's not there. I would say, listen, me and my buddy, this is our thing. We've been in this lottery or whatever, how they do it now. They were talking about trying to go to a Dutch auction with that, and I'm like, that is not nice. Although, I mean, it is what it is. But I would say, look, we went to this for a venture to make a little extra cash. So maybe say, look, this is what they would go at, and at your discretion, maybe give them a slight discount. You know?
Oh, that's a good that's a good option.
Absolutely.
Could you even
would not give them to him. Like, you got some dignity here for real to deal with that.
But there are some politics you gotta play, right? Like, you gotta
No, for sure. There definitely is. I mean, like, there is the option, you know, if I just give him the tickets, I'm definitely next up when the promotion wheel comes around.
Ooh.
So right. I mean, wouldn't you be?
I know, but I hate that way of thinking. I do. Like, I despise
it's
even.
It's kind of like you're extorted, though. That you have to give up a lot of money.
Like, what is selling your soul?
Yeah.
Is it really to the devil, or is it to your boss? Or, like, what is that? You're, like, literally, like, I want this, but my boss wants it, and I'm just this meager little soul here that I got to give it to. I was like, no.
I would avoid going with him, if possible.
Yeah.
That situation.
You know. Yeah, I would not go with him. But you don't want to go anyway, right, Brent?
No, we were going to sell the tickets.
Yes.
So it'd be cool, you know what I mean? But I'm not going to die on it.
Right. All right, cool. I don't know what that means. You're younger than I.
God, that's interesting, man.
It means he could have a change of heart, I understand.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Good luck with that. Let us we'll never hear from you again. I was going to say you should call us and tell us what happened, but
don't get harassed.
You're one of those guys that you're like, all right, thanks. And you will go on. We'll never talk to you again.
So what do you think I should do?
He knows it's true. He's like, he will ghost us after this. Here's what you do. I already said it. You tell him what you were doing with it. Your friend was involved. All these years you've waited. You will sell them to him at 10% off market.
Yeah, you got to give him that backstory. That's very crucial to the whole sale.
Yeah. And then, and look, if he uses that against you, like, that's, I mean, go to a damn lawyer.
He's definitely going to. Oh, man. You kind of worked yourself into a spot. The boss was a genius even overhearing this and inserting himself into it.
Oh, they only hear what they want to hear.
He might like work you like – he might work you down real low, and you're going to feel bad about it. I feel like you're going to have to give your buddy some money either way. Like, and you're not going to get what
I
you
wouldn't
want.
Do that.
And what is the payoff?
Him maybe getting a promotion or
– maybe.
Or, I know. See, this is – what's the difference between this and, like, the stuff – I know there's a difference, but like, what's the difference of this guy throwing away money just to appease his boss than a woman having sex with her boss so she'll get a promotion? I know it's two different things, but you're both selling out.
Yeah.
Would you have sex with your boss and keep the master's tickets?
Yeah, what if he's
would
like,
you do that?
He's like, I want you to go.
That's bad advice.
He said, I want you to go to Augusta, and you end up 69ing each other before you even get
to imagine that? You're in Amen's corner laying right there together. Perpendicular on top of each other. All right.
Hello, friends. We seem to have two gentlemen hooking up on the 15th.
Hi, Jim Nance. Want to go join them? Listen, if you would like to, you call us and let us know what happened. If not, we will, to our graves, wonder. Okay? So call and let us know.
All right. I will. Thanks, right. guys, for right. the help. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. The help. He says, yeah. Thank you.
And you can call the FOF and at least leave a voicemail if
yeah.
you can't come on.
Yeah, always. Is he still there?
No.
Okay.
But Dildo Derek, that's what he did.
Yeah.
Remember his girlfriend?
Yeah, his update. Yeah. Well, yep. That works too. Yeah, I don't.
They got a cool name out of it, so.
But yeah, I mean, like, everything's not a game, though. I mean, it is, I suppose.
The boss knows exactly what he was doing. He's going to work him over.
Yeah.
He's going to get these tickets cheap. But the buddy's expecting, what, $2,000 or $3,000? I mean, come on. You got to come off that number.
Well, that's somebody, several people are asking how much, or pardon me, which day it is that they have tickets to.
I understood Thursday? It as first round.
Okay.
So I don't know. He might be able to work a long weekend out of it, saying, you know, give me Friday off, boss.
And yeah. Somebody was texting in saying that they sold the practice round tickets last year for $1,200 apiece.
God,
that's
man.
Too much money to spend on somebody you don't really care about and how.
Well, I mean, it's I think the practice rounds are, like we were saying earlier, is more for you to go have more of a opportunity to say hello to the golfers. You know, it's not as many cameras, not as many people. There's no trash there ever. People trash, but not like on the ground.
And the food is dirt cheap. I want to go, but if I can make $1,200 off a ticket, I'd never go. I'd never make it.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll get to some phone calls. There they are. Hell yeah! I thought we wasn't getting any at all there, and I was like, my lord, was that not good enough for you people? But there they go. I forget we're on the delay. 1-800-774-0093. 1-800-774-0093. Would you do it? Have you done it? I don't know of any event that's that big that I want to go to anymore. I don't care to go to WrestleMania. I don't care to go to the Super Bowl.
Not just to say that you went in your lifetime.
To say the who. To take a picture and all. I mean.
Well, Mania, you're going
to
miss out.
Super Bowl.
But for what? Just to say you went?
Look at all the
blood.
Just
lie to
us. I was thinking about that's basically what it is.
Just
lie. It's bragging rights. To see
get AI
49ers
to make a picture of you
again.
At the game.
Yeah.
And then save it. Because if everybody's doing all this stuff just to, not you, but if people are dripping just to show off, then fake it.
Fake it.
Not really,
well.
Go do it.
People are going to question it anyway, you know.
So. That's what I was saying at the Comic-Con. I was like, Sting, people are not going to in the future believe we really met each other. Oh, yeah? Why is that? Because of AI.
Yeah, Sting, do you not get on the internet?
He's like, why the hell you think I'm doing so many of these? He didn't say hell, though. He's a good Christian man. 1-800-774-0093.
The Odyssey app makes your phone. Get the Rise Guys daily podcast. Stream the Rise Guys every morning.
Yeah, man, I love that stuff.
Everywhere. The Odyssey app rocks.
This is the Rise Guys morning show.
The Rise.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Oh man, I hate fake, dumb, classy people. This is a easy one, guys. The classy thing to do is charge the boss face value. That way you don't lose money, you don't set weird expectations of things like a promotion, and you look like a straight shooter to your boss. That's unsigned, but it should be signed ass kisser, because you are. That's classy. No, Rozo. Not into that.
You just got to be honest and tell them you don't want to sell the tickets.
I say, look.
Oh, that's the worst thing you could do.
Why?
You got to play those politics when it comes to the boss, man. You got to curry a little bit of favor. And that's the, what else would do it than Masters tickets? No matter if it's practice round, first, second, well, you'll never get final round. That's never going
to
happen.
I was thinking yesterday, two of the golf courses we used to have Rise Guys golf tournaments at are closed now. Like, we're like the Black Widow of your golf course. It will be closing soon.
I drive past the one and I'm like, that grass is way tall now.
I know. I was like, I wish someone still played here so I could blow the horn in their backswing. All right. As you, I got my screen up if you want to type in names and funny things such as.
I'm kind of having issues with it over here. So
okay.
Might have to get it looked at. So I apologize to the people on hold, but.
Oh, that's fine.
You know we have phone issues, so.
All the time.
Like, when you talk about not wanting to go to WrestleMania anymore, they kind of get you with it because.
Yeah, that's what I was going to look up.
But both, they're going to have events. They do a good job of balancing out the card.
Yeah. But for two nights.
That's a TV event, man. It's just something you got to be at home for. Like, being there is a long event.
Like. You know, and this is just from my heart, and people are different. Did you know that? People are different. People have different opinions and different thoughts. Things they like, things they don't like. You know, if we went around and talked more about what we like than what we don't like, it might be a better world, but necessary. But WrestleMania, like as a kid, I put that above World Series. I put it above Super Bowl, like WrestleMania. But the older you get, I like all y'all listening right now. Everyone, the people sitting in you in line and in the cars that are not listening to us, I don't like them. And I don't want to be around so many of them at once. It's not social anxiety as much as I'm just a dick. Like, I'm just like, I don't want to be around a lot of people all at once.
I mean, it's not a comfortable experience. You're going to hear stuff you want to hear.
And I love wrestling, but again, live wrestling, when you watch it at home, you know, it's the conveniences of your home, commercial breaks. When they do a commercial break and you live there, there ain't nothing going on. You just sitting there. No. You're sitting there.
I mean, no package or nothing.
No.
Just make the day of it and try to...
It's 2 days now.
Oh.
The Masters, that's what, Monday through Sunday.
Yeah, plus you're going to hang out for a little... You're going to get your merch, your cheap food.
Yeah. Go smoke a cigarette with John Daly.
You might stay the night.
See, if you have tickets, you can stay as long as you want, or is it just for...
No, it's per day.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I was thinking. Yeah. Yeah.
You can't hide in the woods and then they come out.
I tried to hide under the bridge and they found me. Hello, I brought a friends. Snorkel and everything.
Seems we have a trespasser under Hogan's Bridge.
Yeah. They were very nice in escorting me out and throwing me over the fence.
It's not just any trespasser, it's from feeding time himself.
I just lost the truthfulness in my story. The fact I said they picked me up and threw me over the fence. Everybody's like, I don't believe your story now. I did get arrested at Disney World that time, though, for real.
Can't go back.
Couldn't go back for...
That's impressive.
It was a 90-day.
But
we went back the next day to a different park, and they didn't have their facial recognition working.
I was about to say, you know, with that software, they age progress.
And what could you have done that was so bad to get thrown out of Disney World? I can only imagine.
Yes, the kid have ever kissed a rabbit between the ears.
I did not. I did not.
Inappropriate touching of.
As is most of the problems in my life, it's usually somebody else did it, and I just go down with the damn ship.
Yeah.
Paige.
It happens.
What are you working on in that plex of yours?
Well, you wouldn't believe what Kevin Bacon and Matt Dillon were supposed to do in Wild Things.
Matt Dillon?
Wild Things.
Matt Dillon.
What were they supposed to do? God, I forgot about that movie.
The women kissed. Were they going to kiss?
Perhaps.
Oh, no. Which one turned it down?
Matt Dillon, Kevin Bacon.
Oh, they both? Well, Kevin Bacon was in a movie where the dudes were banging hard.
They really were. They should have called that. That should have been the title.
That was like an X-rated movie that was on Peacock. But of course it was on Peacock. All right, Paige, simmer down. We'll do some headlines next. Good morning, everybody.
Hey, P1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.